The Walker Square Farmers Market returned to Milwaukee's South Side this growing season after 5 years of being gone from the community. Its return brought live music, coffee, food, and of course, fresh vegetables to the neighborhood. The market has 10 different produce vendors, most of whom are Hmong families serving the majority Hispanic neighborhood. That has opened a cultural exchange between Hmong farmers and the Walker Square residents. WUWM Eric Vaughn fellow Maria Peralta Arellano talked to one of the farming families about the experience. It's the last installment of the series Feeding the City, the People Powering Local Food.
At the Walker Square Farmers Market, Fong Chang paces in front of his produce stand, arranging the piles of bok choy, daikon radish, and cilantro as the square fills with potential customers. E Zhang hovers in the back, prepping and arranging her homegrown flowers into bouquets bursting with colors. Their adult children fan out, helping customers and talking to other vendors, catching up, connecting, and laughing. Farming has always been a part of Fong and E's life. Kia Chang helps translate.
Okay. So, say back in the mainland, like Laos and Thailand, they started farming when they were around like 5, 6. So it has been a tradition since then. It's something that they have been doing as a little kid with the parents. So that's all they know, and that's what they have been doing.
The family is no stranger to farmers markets, selling in the past in New Berlin, Waukesha, and Westallis. But it is their first year selling to the Walker Square neighborhood. The neighborhood is majority Hispanic, and the produce vendors are mostly Hmong. Kia says they have learned about the local community's food preferences and the similarities they share.
Honestly, I feel like selling here, we actually learned that we have more in common in vegetables. It's kind of interesting that a lot of like, I know that it's mainly Hispanic, but they tend to know more of the grains that my parents, they sell.
Selling at the Walker Square Market has led the family to reflect on how their produce is received in the various locations they serve. They say they do less explaining in Walker Square. Their customers already know how to use vast arrays of chilies, squash, greens, and other veggies that line the family's tables. Fong says that the family is also learning more about how they can better serve their customers by growing the produce they request. When they first arrived in the United States, finding foods that fit their diet meant either growing their own, finding it from other vendors of similar backgrounds, or searching for Asian grocery stores. Now they are in the position to be that source of important foods for others.
So my dad just wanted to add that coming here is actually a learning experience because we do have customers that come and look for certain things that we do have at the garden that we perceive as weed, you know, but they're like, oh no, we want this, you know, and sometimes even if like the language barrier, they do show us pictures of the vegetables that they're looking for. And my parents, they do go out of their way to look for it, you know, as far as seeds and trying to grow for next year for our customer.
For example, they say they considered plants like purslane a weed, but now they know it's a valued ingredient for some customers.
Again, my parents, they never had that before. They think that's weed, where a customer comes to look for it. And we're like, we have tons of that at the garden. You want it? We can bring it, you know? So it's also a learning experience for my parents as well.
For Chang, Zhang, and their daughter, selling to farmers markets has been a way to keep their own traditions alive. Starting this year at a new market has opened up a new way to appreciate the similarities and differences between cultures. I'm Eric Vaughn fellow Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.